Hello, I am Jason the Pharmacist, and welcome to the Pharmacoscope, where I discuss fascinating health and news topics, as well as my favorite topic, medications. Recently, you have probably seen a trend in the news about the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Before we get into that, let's take a quick jump back in time. On March 11, 2011, an earthquake with a magnitude of 9.0 created considerable damage to Japan, causing the shutdown of 11 nuclear reactors. Fukushima Daiichi was one of the power plants that was affected. At the time, there were no immediate concerns that the reactors would be unstable. However, quickly following the earthquake was a 14-meter-high tsunami which drowned the reactors at Fukushima Daiichi. This ultimately caused failure to the emergency generators that powered the cooling, and without proper cooling, the nuclear reactors became unstable and led into meltdown. In the days following the disaster, radioactive water from the nuclear reactor started to seep into the Pacific Ocean. Fast forward to present day, the Japanese government recently gave a green light on a plan to release the water used to cool the nuclear reactors. Currently, it is being stored in large water tanks that amount to more than 1.3 tons. Now, is there anything to be concerned about? The short answer should be no. However, it is important not to only look at the levels of radiation in the released water, but the amount of radiation that would be exposed to animals in the vicinity. Now, the energy company did have a plan to filter out some of the radioactive waste, but there would still be some residual which may be absorbed into marine life, which is a source of food. Hence, fishing unions have expressed major concern and have shown resistance to move forward with the release. In addition, neighboring countries China, South Korea, and Taiwan have also voiced extreme concern over the release of the water. In regards to increased illness related to the Fukushima incident, there have been an increased number of people with thyroid cancer, but to those claims, research has concluded this may be due to increased sensitivity of thyroid cancer screening. With that being said, there is some assuring news though. In 2021, the United Nations Scientific Community on the Effects of Atomic Radiation published a report covering the levels and effects of radiation exposure due to the Fukushima disaster. Since 2013, there have been no reports of adverse health effects among residents of Fukushima. So all in all, despite the promise that radioactivity would be minimal in the released waters, there is still a concern with the nearby marine life that call it home, and all the fishermen who catch those. Maybe it's time to take a break from sushi. Will there ever be a time that the water is safe to be released, if not now? Just some questions to think about. This is Jason from the Pharmascope, signing out.